Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
To listen to this episode ad-free, visit patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner.
Good morning.
Not a terrible way to wake up.
All we're missing is tea. Then it would be perfect. How do you sleep? Perfectly.
But I don't think I've ever been so warm in my life.
Oh no, really?
Why didn't you say something?
You both looked so peaceful. And what could you have done?
I can think of a few possibilities.
The morning after, they were already re-engineering the weak points. Look at this bed full of perfectionists.
I don't think there are many weak points to re-engineer, frankly.
That was bloody beautiful.
What? Did we turn you British?
It was bloody beautiful.
Huzzah! What? So is the consensus to do this again?
And again. And again. I like being with you two. Not just here, but broadly.
I do too.
Privacy would be a formidable challenge. But one I'm willing to face, if you two are.
We're no strangers to secrecy.
The Waldorf is gonna clean up.
And it is a big city. We can get creative with our outings.
Excursion to Coney Island?
Ooh, I've never been.
Oh, I want a hot dog.
So, it's official?
What's official?
I really want for the three of us to get Viola a Coney Island hot dog.
Oh, geez.
It's official. Entered in the log, 9:45 a.m.
It's 9:45? When's checkout?
11.
Well,
read my mind.
November 30th, 1899. Elliot was not an easy child. If I had to guess, I'd blame his moodiness on the fact that he'd been cheated out of a mother, and that his father was a poor substitute. But no one warned me that parenting a child is 1/10 the struggle of parenting a young adult.
Thank you again for the ride.
Thank you for the excuse.
I'm excited to break in the new retreat. I hear Mrs. Waldo really outdid herself for us. Are you meeting anyone there?
Meeting some friends.
Of the female persuasion?
If you count Harris Abernathy and Atlas Jefferson.
Well.
Was there someone you expected me to be meeting?
No, I noticed you've been keeping company with Viola Van Tassel.
Have I?
And Zareen Hedayati.
Well, they're good company.
Be that as it may, might you want to consider spending more time with one of them, individually?
I think I might actually prefer a group setting.
Son, these type of situations...
Friendships?
I don't think you quite understand women, Elliot.
On that we can agree.
I only... These are two exemplary women.
Yes, indeed.
Intelligent, talented, lovely.
Father.
Each very accomplished in her own right, and each deserving of undivided attention.
I really don't...
Elliot, I'm as uncomfortable as you are, but it's my responsibility. Here, do you remember when both of Sylvanus Wilde's mares gave birth to foals, and you had to choose which one you wanted? And you couldn't. Because you like them
both? Are you telling me that Viola is basically a foal? Because I don't think she'll love...
I'm telling you that you should know what you want. And if you don't, you'll end up with neither. I thought you'd have learned that by now.
And what should I want?
Well, Elliot, I think you should want Viola. Zareen is a lovely young woman. She's of a founding family, same as Viola, but... I'd hope to protect you and Zareen from certain difficulties.
Difficulties?
Her background.
You mean her race?
Elliot, of course you know I don't care about that.
It's certainly a peculiar way of showing it.
Hold on!
Elliot!
Hi. Give us a minute. I think you've made your position more than clear, so if you'll excuse...
Son, I will support you whether you choose Viola or Zareen, you know that. But the world outside our coven will not. Think of the impact that'll have on your life, or Zareen's life, or your children's. You understand.
I certainly do. You're worried about causing a stir.
That's entirely beside...
No, it isn't. You're not trying to protect anyone. You don't care about Zareen, you care about appearances. God forbid anyone should ever draw attention to themselves lest they... Dalton?
If you walk away from me, Georgina, I swear you'll regret it.
I think you've got to leave your place.
No!
What are you doing here?
Exploring the new sanctuary.
Trying to have a conversation.
Careful.
Mrs. Wilde, sorry to intrude. Is everything all right?
Yes, quite fine. And you?
Forgive me, we heard raised voices.
Oh, that was nothing. You know Dalton, he's provocative.
Quite. Is something the matter?
Nothing I can't handle. Would you excuse me?
Why didn't you tell her?
Tell her what?
Dalton threatened her.
I hardly think she needs me to tell her that.
Dalton threatened her, and she's on his list. You're not trying to protect anyone.
Elliot.
Who the Fuck Killed My Sister is a darkly comedic murder mystery podcast telling the story of Quinn Reynolds, that's me, a reluctant true crime celebrity with a violent past. 1 year into investigating my sister's murder, I finally found my first major lead, reigniting bitter feuds with the media.
What in the hell was this jury thinking, Tim?
That's a great question, Nancy.
Law enforcement.
Get down on your knees slowly.
And an unhinged group of conspiracy theorists.
We're here to make a citizen's arrest.
If any of you freaks come within 10 feet of me, you're getting maced.
Give me the zip ties. I can take her. I'm bathed in his blood.
Binge all 8 episodes now, wherever you get your podcasts, or at whothefuckkilledmysister.com to find out who the fuck killed my sister.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hey gang, Cam here. So let's break this down. First of all, the new retreat Irving and Elliot were visiting is the Gertrude Rhinelander Waldo Mansion on Madison Avenue. Today it's the Ralph Lauren flagship store. The mansion was finished in 1898, but Mrs. Waldo never moved in. She moved her furniture in, got it all set up. She just didn't live there. Over the next decade, it became known as the House of Mystery. People were coming and going. Nobody really knew what the deal was. The truth is, after the Windsor burned down, she gifted it to the Coven, and it became their new secret hangout. On Irving and Elliot's first visit there, they'd gone upstairs to find a quiet place to argue when they ran into suspect numero uno, Dalton Thorne, in a heated argument. The last time that happened was after Loretta's rejoining, when Viola and Genevieve heard Dalton arguing with someone in a hallway. He threatened to silence Edward Doyle, who had just made a scene standing up against the new radical balance theory. Doyle's name was also on Dalton's list. And sure enough, he was found dead just a few months later, strange marks on his neck. Now, we've stumbled upon yet another argument, with another threat, against another person on his list. Bummer for us, Irving didn't hear what it was about, but I think the who is significant. Georgina Wilde. That name might sound familiar, and it should. You've met her before. 30 years from now, Georgina is going to lock her daughter in a lighthouse on Skinner Island for committing the crime of conjuring. It's weird how quickly things can change. Anyways, they're still in New York at this point, but that's going to change soon. We'll get there. We don't know what Dalton was actually threatening her with, or what she was walking away from, but we'll certainly be seeing more of her. For now, though, let's get back to our own investigation. And Quill. Quill, who supposedly fell to his death on a rusty fire escape. Look, anyone who's lived in New York can tell you I wouldn't put it past any landlord here to be that negligent. But I just couldn't buy it as pure accident. I couldn't. Not after what he shared with us. So I went digging. It just so happens that I dated someone who knows someone who, you get it. But I managed to get a hold of someone with access to the medical examiner's office. And after some formidable poking and prodding, they let slip that an ME was stumped recently when they found unexplained burn injuries on the body of a man who fell from a collapsing fire escape. That's all I could get. And my contact was decidedly not willing to send me a copy of the autopsy report. I'll keep working on them. But they said not to bother calling back unless I could bribe them with a, Croot bird? I don't know what... If anyone has one of those, holler. Croot bird. K-R-O-O-T. All the same, that's kind of a huge deal. I mean, compare it to Ellie. Leaked information about Rex. Unlikely accident. Unexplained burn marks. Sure feels like a statement, doesn't it? Especially when you consider the video he released on the same day. But we'd just finished the séance episode, and like Viola, I kept bumping up on the how. How was he doing this? So I called someone up to help me mull. I don't know. The whole thing felt off. Not just the snow, but the ending. It was weird. Rex never leaves shit like that in. It felt
like bait.
Well, the Discord thought maybe he was being forced to make it.
Like we'd be that lucky.
He could have been here.
There, New York?
Yeah. They were fir trees covered in snow. That could be upstate.
That could be a lot of places. That could be Oregon.
But Oregon doesn't... We had someone call in a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Someone, I assume you... Someone who worked for Ellie's family.
I know.
And you know what...
Yeah.
That video came out the same day he died.
So you think it's a warning?
Maybe. Danny, what if Genevieve Van Tassel was right? What if it isn't magic at all?
Rex came to New York to...
Yeah.
What, to, like, loosen the bolts on his fire escape, or...
Well...
I don't know. It seems like a pretty big risk to re-enter the country, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when there are so many people working for him in the city.
Whoa. In 71st?
And a lot of covens. I don't think he's someone who'd have to do his own dirty work anymore.
How many people are working for him here?
Enough that I don't have a solid number for you.
Openly?
Some of them.
And that's just okay with people.
Not all of us, obviously. But anyways, yeah, he's already got people there.
Do you think that's who got to Quill?
That's not the point I'm making, no.
You think he was hexed?
Susan would say there's a rule against hexing other Aramana, and that Rex is devoted to the rules.
But he hexed Susan.
She wasn't Aramana, she'd been reculed, is the point she made.
Come on, you don't believe that.
Susan does.
So... if Quill was hexed, then what's the point of... Danny, do you think it is Oregon?
I don't think it actually matters.
No?
Nope. New York, Oregon, Europe, wherever they filmed that, I think we're having the conversation Rex wants us to be having.
Yeah. And maybe we were. Maybe that's exactly what Rex wants. Everyone focusing on this picture of him lurking somewhere in the shadows, waiting for him to pounce, and ignoring all the agents he's quietly installing across the country. And as I got off the phone, I realized, man, that's exactly what I've been doing too. So I called Danny back, and I asked them for names. And y'all, I've been doing some Googling. Okay, of note. Roderick Watterson, 58 years old, a hedge fund manager with homes in Fidei and Venice, owns a 400-foot superyacht. Perseus Scott is the CEO of an international private security firm. They've stayed out of the spotlight, but they're contracted by governments around the world and named in at least 4 criminal complaints. Clive Abernathy, a 71-year-old real estate developer, his portfolio is worth $26 billion, with properties in 11 countries. In 2011, one of his shell companies, an LLC based in Cyprus, bought the coven's current headquarters on East 71st. That same LLC, by the way, owns 6 buildings in downtown Skinner. Yikes. Those are just the people so openly associated with Rex that I can tell you their names. But there are more. A lot more. Including a partner at one of New York's top law firms and a senior advisor to the mayor of New York. And every one of them is a respected member of 71st. Fuck. Think about the resources this means Rex has at his disposal. That's access to literally billions of dollars that can be leveraged toward his plans, politicians in his pocket, footholds on Skinner, should he ever come to claim them, endless hidey holes abroad, and some of the best fucking lawyers in the United States. Not to mention a yacht to stow away on if he was trying to get back to the U.S. There are also rumors that he's recruiting household staff, who in 71st are almost all converts, to spy on his enemies. Which honestly makes sense. Part of his whole thing is equality for converts, and here's a whole population of them that are essentially being used as servants for the upper echelon of Aramana. I'd probably be resentful too. But who knows what blackmail material he's getting his hands on that way. I wonder if Quill told any of his colleagues he was planning to talk to us. And again, while obviously some people are upset about this, clearly 71st as a whole isn't doing anything to stop it. I don't know if they're just that unwilling to condemn Rex, or if after Hard Island, what he did on Skinner genuinely doesn't seem that bad to them. But if they don't act, think about how much voting power Rex could control. How many of those people are in founding families? Well, we're going to find out. One way or another. If anyone inside 71st is listening and you want to stop this guy, reach out. I need an in. And Rex, I know you're listening, so with all due respect, fuck your little Voldemort act. All right, Cam out. What Happened in Skinner is produced at Mazama Voiceover Studios in New York City. This reenactment, starring Evelyn Giovine, Leah Kambada, Joseph Dean Anderson, and Dan Olson, and featuring Caroline Banks and Jack Barinholtz. Music by Mitch Gardner. What Happened in Skinner theme by Aurelie Webb. Huge thank you to our patrons and the folks participating on the Discord. Our show is funded by listeners like you. Join us at patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner.
Antarctica. If I had known the truth, I never would have come here. It's a frozen hellscape at the bottom of the world. The Telders Corporation lured me here with promises of exploring the universe, but it's all lies. Now, I'm trapped at Station 151, hounded by a sadistic AI that's been stuck in my head and subjected to unimaginable experiments. I'm not sure who I am anymore, and no one is coming to help me. No one is coming.
Welcome to Station 151. If you're looking for a science fiction, psychological thriller with a hint of horror like John Carpenter's The Thing, Severance on Apple TV+, or Moon by director Duncan Jones, you'll love this podcast. Catch up on all episodes of Season 1, available now wherever you get your podcasts, including a mini-season and bonus episodes. New episodes of Season 2 drop every Tuesday, continuing the story where Season 1 left off.